What do you do when we come to your town? Having fun, we're just driving around, picking up girls who just need a ride. If you wanna have fun, just step inside into the banquet. It's totally natural, this kind of thing happens all of the time. The banquet, these girls are prostitutes, they're really not prostitutes, they just need a ride.
Fifth floor of Dominion Tower, downtown North, live again at 37th and Zen. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked and Doss.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another 37th and Zen exclusive podcast. As always, we ain't got the soundboard because that's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, it is.
And we ain't got our fucking, what's the name, air horn core DJ in here yet.
Nope.
So,
air horns are for bitches.
We got Mr. Tonka himself holding it down. Say what's up, Tonka.
What's up, Tonka?
Good night, Gracie.
He is lit AF tonight.
AF.
And I love him. AF.
A motherfucking F.
And we got my boy, as always, Wicked Child, who I will never pass up a chance to say hey, boo.
Hey, girl,
how you
doing? We sent a kissy faces to each other earlier.
Yo, that's love right there. It's God love. You don't fuck with that.
Yeah, it's not love until you use emojis.
Exactly. And we got exclusively in the VIP our supervisor, as it were, our boss, you understand, that allows us to record this show. He is knocked out, but he deserves it.
Yes.
You know? So he deserves his rest. He's had a busy week. I might hand a mic to him at some point when he decides to move around and get mobile. But I appreciate him for being in the room for these shenanigans and tomfoolery that will go down.
All he's going to hear, in his dreams, he's just going to hear our voices.
Dude, it's going to be great.
That's a nightmare.
He's going to wake up in a cold sweat.
Dude, what up? A cold sweat and a stiff dick.
But whose will it be?
Whose will it be? But no, so yeah.
Keep tuned in to find out.
Yeah, so this third episode is very special to me, especially because it's for Alzheimer's awareness and fundraising. My grandmother was diagnosed with dementia last year, and, you know, fundraising for this, dementia falls into Alzheimer's. So, you know, it's for a good cause. If you guys didn't make it out, because this isn't live, if you can donate to local Alzheimer's, you know, charity, it would be great. Support a good cause. I want to thank once again top of the show Mr. Spike Pittman for putting this on. Thank him for reaching out to the Alzheimer's Foundation locally and doing this fundraiser. And you know, now that we got to promote the professional promotion stuff out the way,
you know how you can tell it's a good cause? Voluntarily paid cover instead of trying to talk your way out of it.
Yeah, you know, like, you can't be, you're a guilt trip fucking off rip when you walk through that door and you're like, oh yeah, you want cover, and you're like, no, and then somebody tells you it's for Alzheimer's and you're like, oh shit. But what's
you're almost guaranteed you have to say yes.
My boy attacked the mic.
Probably one of the biggest gimmicks ever, because I was just telling people about it. And
rules
I was
tonight,
like,
you want to talk? Grab a goddamn mic.
Yeah, grab a mic. I was telling people, I was like, you guys want to come out to this last phone party this summer? They're like, oh no, it depends if I have off. I'm like, it's for charity. Can't say no. You might go to hell.
Exactly.
You want to take that chance? No. Just come out.
We got my boy Cast up here again. What up, Catastrophe?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Doing all right. We starting the show, you know, fucking giving props to the charity and props to the event tonight.
Hey.
You know, just giving it all the shine before we get stupid.
Oh, yeah. No, big
before
up.
We start laying into coconut.
Before we lay into the coconut and the doctor, as it were. That'll happen. That'll come to pass once we get our, traditional top of the show out the way. We got Mr. Q Sweat in the building. What? You want to talk? Grab a mic.
Hey, yeah.
Grab a mic.
Before we get
say
going.
Something. Say
oh,
something.
Oh, shit. What up? Whoop, whoop.
Before Long we get time. Going, I just want to give a shout out to, 37th Zen for doing this tonight. It's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
We've been pushing for an Alzheimer's benefit for a long time now.
Aww.
It's near and dear to everybody's heart. I think we all know somebody who's been affected by it. One of the DJs tonight's been seriously affected by it. I mean, hey, look, It's a good cause.
Mother, yeah, his mother died.
She's here tonight.
She is?
Yeah, dude, he brought his
Holy
mom.
Holy shit.
Yeah, she, no she lie. Dude, she going to party gonna hardy.
She going to get lit she gonna as hell.
Is she going to get so lit? Is she going to get so lit she will remember?
Damn.
I'm actually glad that he said that because I was wondering if it was too soon to make any kind of Alzheimer's based pun.
Look,
but
shout
not.
Out to Ginky. Hopefully, I have him on the show because I've been a fan of his work for a very long time. His
Me
production
too.
And his DJing, his skills behind the ones and twos, Me Wheels of Steel. Hopefully, I get him on the show and if we might talk some Neil deGrasse Tyson shit because he loves space. In science, he is leagues above all of us put together.
He's
intellectually,
me how to DJ.
Like he the man,
like, bro. Like when I first moved here, Genki was one of the first DJs that I ever saw spin, and I followed him around just to see where I would want to DJ.
Yeah, and also because he's one of the guys that can do vinyl besides you and fucking Rob and fucking Catastrophe.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me, Unabomber. Can't say his real name. Now he in trouble. But
well, it's Rob Unabomber.
I might think about cutting in the post, but I probably won't.
Nah. You ain't writing down no damn timestamp.
Never.
Did you ever go back and cut the stuff out of the
yes,
post?
Yes, I did. And it took me forever to get it right. But I fucking did it. I had to edit two of the last shows. Well, I had to edit the one show. I didn't have to edit this one, but I was like, no, I got it. I fucking got it. I'll edit the show. And why did we drop sound? We missed the unce. Are they fading it in?
No, they're setting up Genki's setup now. So
okay.
He's the
oh,
next
his
DJ.
Setup. Oh,
no,
shit.
No, Hayes is.
Oh,
Hayes?
That's right, yeah.
Yep. Is Genki here?
No, hey, let's be nice. Let's be nice.
No.
I will be right back.
As in Rutherford B. Hayes?
No.
He wishes.
No, as in like DJ Hayes.
Wannabe DJ Hayes.
Oh.
It's
a Z. It's
DJ Weak Transitions on the ones and twos.
DJ No Beat Matching.
Why didn't they want me to come back? Because you're you.
DJ got booed off at Neko.
You're you. That's why nobody wanted you back. And fucking the light guys couldn't figure out fucking how to match your set. So you just got a purple light the whole fucking time, as my photos fucking say from his NekoCon set. But be that as it may, let him play, you know.
He had a Prince set.
He had a Prince set. No, it wasn't a Prince set because Prince had a set. It would still be badass. Because his purpleness himself would have figured out a way to DJ.
Different Look. Hues of purple.
Exactly.
Das. Thus, this is the dude who accused NekoCon of purposefully making his volume lower and doing better lights for the other DJs to sabotage
Listen,
his set at NekoCon.
You got to give it to him. At least he did not take a selfie in the middle of a transition.
Oh, my God. That shit. Yo. Shout out. What is that shit called? Tainted reality.
Tainted reality.
Shout out Tainted Reality.
Well, hey, his reality was tainted that night.
For spinning with... Without touching the equipment once.
I think when he made his name, it was actually a typo. It wasn't Tainted Reality. It was a Taint of Reality.
On that note, I got to go spin.
Bye, Mr. Sweat.
You got to go touch that taint.
Hey, man.
I'll be back.
Made me proud.
Tainted Reality was his event company thing. And then he became DJ Tainted Reality.
That sounded like it'd be his DeviantArt page.
You're not wrong.
Draws lots of skinny goth girls with wings.
You mean his pedophile porno page?
Oh my God. I mean, DeviantArt don't kink shame.
Oh my God. Yo, wait. Oh my God.
What?
All right, listen. Today I missed the psych appointment to do a donor tour at ODU. Basically, the people who donate a shit ton of money to fucking the school itself. These motherfuckers threw down 200 Tonka, I need you to hear this shit because you're going to want to respond to it.
Let's go.
These motherfuckers donated $250,000 to ODU for new equipment and said, oh, it wasn't anything. And they donated money for a fucking scholarship.
Ooh.
I had the joy, the Jensens, that's their last name. They graduated in 69 and 72. And I gave me and another student, Jazz, I'll use her nickname, Jazz. We did a tour today for them. And I just got a nice email fucking thanking us for our services of touring them around the art facilities. So hot damn, I got a warm fuzzy and it ain't the booze. Yet. I feel it coming, but the pre-booze warmth is from fucking a job, acknowledged job well done. Cause
are you like the Grinch? Did your heart grow 3 sizes?
I mean, right now, then when I think about Damon, it shrivels -5. But no, so all right, just snapshot from, I'm not gonna read the whole email. The tour was a tremendous success. You were informative, smart, warm, genuine, kind, and altogether everything I could have hoped for. These
obviously they're talking about Chaz.
No, they're talking about
not
Chaz
only
and
did
Das.
They give you feedback, they complimented you
right
to the utmost.
I'm like, man, can a nigga get a scholarship? I can never let them hear the show. Oh, it feels good to like have your efforts.
Hey, but how would you feel if you got a follow up email? You sure can, young man.
Yo,
full ride.
Yo, that's gonna be for my master's program. Fuck the bullshit. That's at least fucking 80K. But no, man. Like today, like we're not gonna do the full on, like full blown. Like what do we do this week? Because we're at Zen. You know, we're gonna just mix bag fucking approach whoever comes in. But yeah, like today I did the donor tour and logged the miles because holy fucking shit, walking between the four art facilities of Old Dominion University, it takes a lot of a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm a lesser man, so, you know, it took a lot out of me.
You should have took your rollerblades with you.
Dude, I wish I did, because, man. Because, like, all right, like, we rode the elevator everywhere, but it's just the walking back and forth up and down the hallway.
Still got to get to the elevator.
Yeah, like, oh, man. Like, bruh, the guy that walking the sculpture studio and being hyped on the sculpture studio and then to ceramics where I know nothing about because I haven't had to take a ceramics class. I think I might have to take one ceramics class.
Not even in high school?
I did in high school, but I mean on campus. Okay, like, right, I haven't had to take one on campus. Yeah, I took sculpture because I'm dodging ceramics like the goddamn plague. Because it's dirty.
You
say it.
You little prim and proper bitch.
Damn right. What? You guys, I can't hear you, random voice in the room. Like, you gotta pick up the mic. Oh, the random voice is, yo, what the
hell?
She's
fluttering away.
What are you flashing right now? Are you flashing weird booty? Like, what's going on here?
I mean, I think that's the absence of booty right there, but.
What is happening? Like, that's like pancake booty, like two cheeks hanging out the
phone.
And like I said, I cracked mine really easy. Like, Tonka got the S7 Edge, and I explained to him how easy it is to crack, and he is lit AF, as previously stated, and we made him laugh and drop his new device.
He's showing us that.
It's all good.
He's showing us that rear camel toe.
That rear camel toe.
That won't even a moose knuckle.
But no, so yeah. Hopefully tonight, I get some more random guests in here, because I'm not going to make this Wicked and Das centric because it's a Zen show. Because every time I try,
yeah, but just try to remember the Brexit show.
Oh my god, yeah, No, I will never forget the Brexit show. That shit was terrible.
I will be right back, Das.
Bye, Tonka.
Right. Like right back.
Okay.
Like this. Yeah.
You should bring me a beer.
You should bring both of us a beer because you love
PBRs.
Us both.
Just PBRs, nothing fancy. Just two PBRs.
Hey, tell them to split one can between two cups.
No, fuck that. Give us two cans.
Oh, fucking sake.
Just say two PBRs. We just shouted our order at the guests because we classy around
yes.
here. So now that we have the room, Wicked, what you do this week?
Let's see. Watch some movies.
All right.
Some not so fine cinema. Oops. Are you familiar with the movie The Witch with two V's?
No. The Witched.
The Witch.
Is it as awesome as it sounds with two V's?
Here's the funny thing. Like, Ms. K. Nezra, I think. You might remember. Didn't it have like a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes?
What?
Had a high-ass score. Those motherfuckers spoke a meth.
Had their friends vote for them.
Because here's the thing. It looked really good.
Okay.
Its problem wasn't visual. I mean, it probably had next to no budget, but set in fucking colonial times. I mean,
yeah, you know, you don't need many visuals. Thick accents.
Lots of thick, what you'd expect from a timepiece like that. No subtitles.
Oh, no.
And you need some goddamn... Even if they were written in fucking Old English cloister font. You know. So some sweet subtitles. Just something. Give me something to work with. I love the trivia for the movie, too, because...
What?
I don't want to give too much
Dude,
away.
Yeah, like I'm going to be mad that there's a spoiler.
But it involves a demonic goat. And they wanted to have more scenes with the demonic goat. But unfortunately, apparently the trainers couldn't wrangle the goat around.
Oh, my God.
To do all the scenes. Like, motherfucker, do a CG goat. If you're doing... Like, you know, the goat don't have to be present when you... You don't actually have to teach the goat lines.
Yeah.
But apparently there's supposed to be more plot of that in it. Like I said, it had a lot of good parts in it. It could have been a great movie.
Could have been a great movie. Oh, my boy came through. Oh, we got the Datsun. Thank you, my dude.
Thank you, sir.
Shout out to Tonka for bringing the burrs. Cheers, Mike, to Tonka. Realest nigga I know right now. Shout out to Cass for being the thirstiest nigga I know.
But, anywho, like, people jump to crazy real fucking fast in this movie.
Uh-oh. How so?
And, like, they went from, you know, this is, like, kind of in the synopsis of the movie. They get exiled. They don't ever really tell you why they've been exiled from the community, but they've been exiled. And they go from, what are we going to do? We're a tight-knit family. Fuck that bitch. She evil.
Whoa. That's a
once again,
change.
Am I wrong?
No.
They go to crazy real damn quick.
And the two twins are, like, fucking talking to the goat. He's telling me to do things.
Yeah. But an unsatisfying as shit ending.
That's always a good time.
Yes.
But no, I just posted a Zen thing, so hopefully we get some Randy,
get some Randy DJs.
Random encounters tonight, because I posted a photo to the page of just the mixed board of mics. See, just to sate.
The mics are here. Where are you?
Exactly. That's pretty much what the post was. And but I can't find it because I posted a photo and can't see it. There we go. See, I said you could be on, but you playing. Ellipses.
Yes. We also watched a Paranormal Activity movie.
The newest one tied it together. Was it the newest one?
Is that the one that involved the camera?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I had multiple ones involved the
Hello,
camera.
Hello, Genki. Welcome to EC3 Cast Executive Suite.
Have multiple movies involved the camera?
Genki, you want to be on for a little bit? Say hi. You want to sit down and talk?
Don't throw the lighter. Don't throw the lighter.
Hello, Mama Genki. We're here recording a podcast radio show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We got a man sleeping. We ain't gonna be that raucous.
Yeah. he had a long day.
The couch is the most comfiest place you can sit.
Yes, seriously.
Look at us. We lounging. We having a good damn time.
Having a good time.
But, no, I think it is the most recent Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, yeah. It what, weird demon supernatural powers?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of all I'm in, though.
No, I mean, like, with this one, it focuses on, like, oh, like, he's getting power. He's, like, actively controlling it somewhat. Yeah. Like, the first few were just like, oh, someone's possessed, the end.
Are they all supposed to be the same demon in all of them?
I believe so. I'm not sure.
This is the first one I've actually watched.
Word.
And, once again, delightfully unsatisfying ending.
Yes. Because it went back, and then it was like,
have you watched
this
one?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay.
Like, when it came
out. So you know how disappointing it is.
Yes. Hold on, we're going to try to get Genki mic'd up. Genki.
If you grab a mic? If you can sit on the other side of your mother, dear.
Yeah, if you want to sit on the other side, you can get on a mic. Just swerve it out, swerve it back in. You know how this works.
He's held a mic or two in his day?
Yes. And coming to you live for the first time, Mr. Genki.
Hey,
we're giving DJ names because we never give real names.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except Genki. When he does.
Except when I do on an accident.
Genki,
But so, Genki.
Yeah.
This event is for Alzheimer's. Like I said, I'm very fortunate for this event because my grandmother was diagnosed with dementia last year.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry and, to hear that.
Yeah, so I know this event is very near to your heart. It hits close to the chest.
Oh, yeah.
Like, anything you want to say to the audience as far as, like, this event, you know, like, how you feel about
it?
Yeah,
it's kind of surreal seeing all these people come out, you know, to support this event. Is really amazing. I didn't expect it would happen to this level, you know, but everyone really came together for a good cause, and it's not just a regular club night. This is for something much bigger, so I'm very thankful for everyone that came out.
Especially definitely. Considering how early it is. There's quite a few people out here.
Really? Yeah. I haven't been out in a while. Like, is it already filling up?
Yeah, we're already starting to get people in the door, yeah.
So. Especially for a charity event. You know. Yeah. And there have been times that, you know, been free.
Yeah, it's been free, and it's taken a while to fill up. But, no, like, I'm really glad and fortunate for this event. And since your first time guest on the show, and I'm pretty sure you haven't listened to the show yet,
right?
There has been an ongoing bit with Mr. Unabomber and Catastrophe. about hardcore DJs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that, yes, it existed in the chat, and I just bought it. Me and Unabomber bought it into the show.
Right.
For you, like, for the harder, faster music for events, me personally, I always harped on, like, it cannot be first. It has to be last.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because it has so much energy. It's so demanding of a genre. You don't want to do it first because it'll burn everyone out, except for the diehards who enjoy it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about those that say that, oh, it can't be on but a certain time, or it has to be, you know, its own night or stuff like that? How do you feel about the naysayers, basically?
Well, I've seen it work before early in the night. You know, it just depends. It's all about selecting good DJs that can pick out good tracks, you know. And I think we definitely have that, especially Unabomber and Catastrophe. They're really good DJs and good friends of mine, too. But I think the track selection is really important. So sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, good or bad track selection. Yeah.
So besides that backstory on you, how long have you been DJing?
Oh, wow. Well, it's going on 20 years now. So that's an approximation. Yeah. It's an approximation at this point because I don't remember, you know, the day and time that I started, but I know that it was
DJ around
is 96.
Almost old enough to drink.
But, so you said you don't, like, place a, like, frame of time, like, basically to say, like, oh, this is when I started DJing.
Yeah, it was around 96 or 97, around that time. So that was about... That was about the time that I got really, really serious with it, you know.
Right on.
Before then, I was just practicing in my room with turntables and stuff. And then I got some opportunities through my stepbrother. He introduced me to the underground rave scene at the time that was in Suffolk, Virginia.
Whoa.
And they were doing a lot of outdoor parties and warehouse events and stuff like that. So I got really involved in the underground scene.
The true renegade scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back then, Virginia had a much bigger underground scene, and so I've been trying to kind of bring that back, you know, with some...
See, me personally, like, as far as the underground scene is concerned, like, you met me at Wave Rave.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's where you first met me.
Yep.
And so when I came in, I was like, oh, it's, as me and Wicked say on the show, it's an EDM dance party.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a club or a bar, there's music, there's lights and sound, but it's not a rave, because a rave is its own thing. And anybody says, like, oh, well, festivals are raves. I'm like, no. It's a festival.
Yeah.
They're like, well, who are you? I'm like, I am 30 years old.
I am one half of the unofficial EDM podcast of 757.
Exactly.
Right, right.
So, we always harp on people. It's like, listen, you want a rave back. You don't know what a rave was for most of the younger crowd.
That's
like,
right.
So to speak. Like, they're like, oh, well, I think it's about drugs and being, you know, illegal. I'm like, that's not what a rave is, like,
right. I
go
mean,
talk to people who've been there and through it. Like, don't just
see. I think with that whole drug thing, I think that's something that happens at all events. There's drugs at jazz events. There's drugs at, you know,
only at the good ones.
Yeah. I mean,
Grateful
just,
Dance shows.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's just kind
I'm about
of like
to listen to Miles Coltrane and get lit,
right? Yeah, you know, I've been to plenty of underground events where you didn't see anything about drugs whatsoever. I mean, personally, I don't do any drugs whatsoever. I don't drink. I don't smoke or anything. And people probably expect that
DJs,
I do.
But... I don't understand how. I'm just kidding. Right.
I'm sure
just
people probably think I do. I mean, and you know, if, I'm all about people doing whatever they want with their own bodies, obviously.
You just get high on life.
Yeah.
High on the beats.
But I've seen plenty of events that I think if the music's good enough, you don't need stuff like that. I mean, like, if the DJs are good enough, you know.
Like, that's why I try to harp on people, like, for the past few years that I've been going to these events, because I didn't start going to events. I don't know if you know it or not. I separated from the military in 2012.
Right.
Iraq veteran, former sailor, and I started going out in 2012. So I was at the quote-unquote peak of the EDM club scene. And so when I started going out, people were like, oh, well, you know, you should really do this, or you should really try this. And I'm like, I'm here for the show. Like, if the music's not good, if the setup's not good, I'm not going to stay. Like, that's one thing that always kept me coming back to different events or going to check out new events. Because at the end of the day, you can do whatever thing you want, like illicit substance, drink alcohol, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
If the show sucks, I'm not going to stick around. Like, there's nothing that's going to make it better for me if somebody, like... And also what made me who I am today is I'm somewhat a music snob. not even just a music snob, a DJ snob. Because I hung out with Courier and Essene and all them.
Right.
And
let's be real, we're just snobs in general.
We are, but they made me a DJ snob because it was like, oh, did you see what they did there? I'm like, I can't see anything. It's music. And they're like, no, no, like, just listen. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds bad. Like, why is that bad? It's like, oh, well, this, that, and the third, so on and so forth. Or they'd be like, oh, that's terrible. I'm like, but I like it. I was like, no, 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 listen for this one thing. And I'm like, oh, oh.
Yeah.
So I'm super critical on DJs. So when people are like, oh, well, you know, a rave isn't about, you know, the music and this. I'm like, a rave is about the music. Like, that's what.
Of course. Yeah.
A rave.
Like, yeah. A lot of DJs in this area are really underrated. I mean, there's so much talent in this area. Yes. And
I wish they would come out and play these events.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You mentioned Courier, and he's been a longtime friend of mine.
Yes.
I think he's one of the best drum and bass DJs in the entire area. I mean, he's running a label now that's really successful.
Is it Faction or is it a new name?
Elm Imprint is
Element. My bad. Courier, don't kill me. It was Element. If you listen to the show, please don't kill me.
Yeah, he's always been a really good DJ, and I've had a lot of respect for him. You know, and we've been pretty close. You know, I've been involved with his projects for a long time,
nice.
And he has a lot of love for drum and bass, but he also has a lot of love for the scene. And
yes,
I think
yes,
he's
God.
Done some of the best parties that we've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
One of my favorite things to reference when I bring up Courier or Scene or even my favorite David M. Excuse me. Is the lounge. Like, just strictly because that's where, like, yes, I went to Wave Raves, but the lounge is where I, like, got immersed in music because I actually started learning the differences.
Yeah.
And no offense to Courier, but... do not like drum and bass when I go out. I will listen to it all day while I'm working, go skating. I love drum and bass when I skate.
Yeah.
But Broken Beat is not for me when I go out and dance. And you are a B-boy as well, and I need to ask you, sidebar, how long have you been breaking?
Well, I've been off and on probably now for like 10 or 15 years. But, you know, you would expect someone 10 or 15 years in to be doing a lot more than what I do. So I've taken a lot of breaks in between because
there's breaks in between them breaks.
Yeah. Breaks in between breaks that don't break things. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. But
his linoleum is quite dusty.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing, like, I always loved about the quote-unquote rave scene, or as now they want to call it EDM scene, because it really is just the EDM scene. The EDM scene is that it brings different, like, styles together.
Like, and EDM, hardcore.
I will fight you because I got so mad. He's referencing Genki. Somebody made a post that was, like, on one of the event pages about, they need to play more music.
No. It was them. It was for the first phone party. They were saying, what kind of music would you like to hear?
And they said EDM, drum and bass, dubstep. And I'm like... EDM is the umbrella. Like, nobody respect whatever this person posts next. Like, this, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
But with the whole, like, EDM scene is, like, always appreciated because, Miss Trufin, my girl, she is from the goth scene. Like, me, I'm very much into goth and industrial.
No.
Yeah.
Shut your face. And more of the trance side of things. Like, that's my jams. And, there's every kind of style dancer for an EDM event, and I fucking love it. And people are always saying, like, oh, well, you know, what do I get to expect out of a rave? And I'm like, I can't tell you in one sitting, like, or even a brief aside, this is what's going to happen at an EDM event. Like, right. It doesn't happen. Like, you just need to come out. And when I say come out, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You need to come out to see it, to experience it. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, the good thing about these events anyways is that there's so many different people from different backgrounds anyways. Like, when I came into the scene, even though I came in through hardcore, I was
don't
very...
Don't apologize for that.
Yeah. I mean, on the side of that, I was very deep into the goth scene back then, and, like, I've always been really deep into that, you know, ever since then. In fact, some of my favorite groups that gave me a lot of inspiration were, like, V&V Nation, Apoptygma, Berserk, and... yeah, you know, Delirium and stuff like that. So,
yes.
I mean, those are all...
Yas!
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm speaking my language.
Yeah.
And Wicked is just like, what?
Yeah. So, I mean, while I enjoyed that scene as well, I was pretty deep in the drum and bass scene. So, I used to go out to a lot of, you know, drum and bass parties and stuff like that. And so, it's good to be well-rounded. But everyone that's here, I mean, there's people here from the goth scene. There's people here from, like, you know, the metal scene. I mean, yeah, there's people, you know.
Oh, I'm looking forward for my metal friends to be out here tonight. There's a few classmates from ODU that are like, oh, I might come out because, you know, it's for a good cause. And I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Because you would never, or else you'd never come out to hang out with me on a night like this. Right. So I'm looking. I'm messaging. I'm texting. I'm.
You ready to mosh it up?
I'm ready to mosh it up in front of the front stage. Not in the foam. They got the tarp completely down the back. I'm not trying to die.
They tarp
the whole back. The entire back.
How long for that shit turn to a slip slug?
Probably fairly quick.
Somebody gonna end up with a red belly.
Probably.
Right.
More than likely.
Right.
They can't sue, though. But, excuse me. So you mentioned hardcore.
Yeah.
Between hardcore and hardstyle, what is the biggest differentiator to you as a DJ?
Between hardstyle and hardcore?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a really big difference between the two. I see. Some people might not see the same differences because if you're not exposed to either one of those genres, it might just look like the same thing. But it's drastically different, obviously, in the BPM. Hardstyle is much slower than hardcore is. Hardcore is in the 170 to 180 BPM range.
The nightmare to dance to for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, there's other differences. Like, hardstyle is more based on the kick drum. So, like, you hear that really hard pounding kick.
Yeah.
That's really not present in most hardcore, unless it's gabber, I guess. But, you know, the style that I do is called freeform, and that's actually... the best way to describe that, because it gets kind of
go into it. We got a podcast. You will go into it.
Oh yeah, you're good. You're good. It's a very unheard of style in the States. Like, I think there's only three of us that are really doing it, you know, like full on.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like psytrance sped up.
Ooh.
But it also has elements of acid house, and it has a lot of trance elements
tonight.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God. Yes,
oh yeah.
Can't wait.
And it's got a lot of uplifting trance elements too. You can hear a lot of the, you know, really swelling kind of synths,
yes,
and stuff like that.
That's all about trance.
Yeah, but it's got all the, like, the acidy noises, yeah, in it, and like the psytrance bass lines and stuff like that. So when people hear it, when people hear the word hardcore, they immediately think happy hardcore. They think cheesy. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
they ain't come pay their cover to listen to sad hardcore.
Yeah, right.
Ginky, you need to do a sad hardcore track.
Oh, man.
I will message you and harass you about it.
Oh,
just,
man.
Just one for just fun, for shits and giggles.
I can make it happen.
You need to make it happen one time. Just we got Unabomber to do air horncore.
Oh.
Have you heard that?
No, but I need
it,
to.
It is great because he did a live stream of it. He was like four EC3 cast.
No, he did it at the last rave.
No, he did it before the last rave too. He did it as practice. But yeah, he did last rave. It's just
it's as ignorant as you think it would be.
Yes,
right,
God.
Right,
it is.
Right.
I love Unabomber for doing it so much,
yeah,
because he's a huge fan of the show. We're going to get him on later because he's one of our main guests besides Q.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, but... just to wrap up, you and, like, not to hold you up.
Yeah.
Also, we're about 32 minutes.
Dude, we're doing good. It's a Zen show.
I know.
No, normally we do like 15, 20 minutes and then break and then whatever segment, then break and end it. But no,
yeah,
Zen raves are always, we see what happens, right?
Right, yeah.
Right, Wicket?
I'm just going to let you do you, boo-boo.
Thank you, boo. Thank you. So, I had one last question.
Okay.
And I really wanted... I'm digging deep in the cockles of my heart to get this right.
Don't we just start asking random shit? What was the first vinyl you ever picked up, sir?
The first vinyl?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'd have to say...
and thought, I'm going to scratch the hell out of this.
Oh, you know what it was? It was Goldie's Inner City Life. That song, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but that song changed my life. It's a drum and bass song, you know, from the 90s, and... it just is so magical. It's uplifting, kind of trancey, but it's drum and bass. And that song really did it for me. I heard it at a really hard time in my life. And look, there's Todd. Todd just entered the room.
No, Tonka,
DJ
Tonka.
Insomnia.
We don't do legal names.
What's up, Insomnia?
Oh, he didn't even call Insomnia. No, you are Tonka on this show. You gave the Tonka story.
What's up?
I just want you guys to know I'm totally fangirling out because I haven't seen Genki in a while.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Love this man.
Oh.
He told us before you got here.
Thank you.
You're the one that taught him. So.
Oh.
So he.
I mean, I've been DJing since I was 14, so I knew.
No, but you knew where to look for to go.
This area, Genki was one of the first DJs that I ever saw perform.
Oh, man. And that means a lot to me, dude.
Welcome to the show. See, on the show, you get warm fuzzies.
I, like, came to his gigs. I watched what he played, where he played it, because I didn't know the area. And
right.
To me, when I first heard you play, you were better than a lot of people I had heard before. So, like.
Wow.
And I came from Atlanta.
I'm so appreciative of that, because I look up to him. Like, he doesn't know this, but I watch him scratch, and I, like, look up to him as a scratch DJ. So, yeah.
Only on EC3. The smile on my
dude. Only on the EC3 cast.
And only three quarters of that is because of the drinking.
Oh, right.
But no.
Yeah.
Okay, finally remembered what my fucking question
okay,
was.
Okay, okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You're good.
CDs.
Okay.
CDs nuts?
No, this man has a binder of CDs for DJ.
Some people have binders full of women.
Some people have CDs. I have crates and crates full of
like binders. That is the one thing when I first, because Spike told me about it when you first DJ. He was like, hey, pay attention to him because he's using CDs. I'm like, oh, CDJs. He's like, no. CDs. I'm like, and my dumbass not knowing DJ, I was like, how do you scratch a CD?
Okay.
And Spike looked at me like, what is wrong with you?
Right. Okay, so the funny thing about the CD thing is, so people who see me show up sometimes with a giant binder of CDs, yeah. And some people look at them. They get a look at the CDs, and they're like, how do you even know what's on these CDs? Because what I do is, there are some people that play on CDs that they print out, like, you know, what's on each individual CD, yeah. And, you know, BPMs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All I do is I actually draw a picture on my CDs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's
like,
awesome.
I'll draw a stick figure on one, and I'll draw, like, you know, something goofy on another.
I'm going to play all the ones with triangles on them.
Yeah. And so they see the CD. I know what's on all those CDs just based on what I've drawn them. But I actually, and the reason for me spinning the CDs as long as I have is because I didn't want to give up my old CDJs. So I was like,
hey, man, that was an investment right there.
Yeah. And then I, as technology advanced, I tried to cling on to CDs for some stupid reason.
It's
I
like
see
the guys
now
hanging on to vinyl.
Yeah. But it became like almost a no-brainer. It's like, hey, look, you can just bring two USB sticks or one USB stick, and that's so much less cumbersome than a binder full of CDs. And so,
I mean, like, for me, when I look at because my thing was always comparing to vinyl before I saw you with the binder full of CDs, was that I was like, okay, when you have a thumb drive, that's a lot of tracks to look at through a small fucking view at a time. Like, you're not gonna, like, yes, newer CDJs and new equipment will right. be new controllers were separated for you by BPM, by genre, by alphabet, whatever. But yep. being able to see something physical, as soon as you pick it up, you're like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I'm looking for this one thing to do next.
And when that one drunk person come up with that request.
Okay, well, we're going to end the segment with Genki, your worst request.
Oh, my God.
Ever. Your worst request. Like, basically not saying what track, like, not just the track, but just the person. Can you recount it for us before we go to break?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
Man.
I got
that's
you,
hard to pick one. Do I have to pick one? Like,
just
okay.
Well, if you want to give a few, just, that's
just,
on you.
Just okay. Do the first things that come to your mind.
Well, okay, last time I spun in Raleigh, North Carolina, I had a girl jump
Nuff
on...
Enough said.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I love Raleigh. My boy is in Raleigh, Ryan Timms. He's a videographer. That's why I like Raleigh. But anyway, continue.
Yeah. So I was playing a gig at... it was either the Lincoln Theater or no, it was... I think it was Mosaic. It's one of the venues down there, and I had this girl jump on stage, like, in the middle of my set, and she was, like, literally screaming at me, like, can you please cut this crap off and play Drake? Like, she was screaming
play what?
At the top of her lungs. And,
to play what?
Drake. Yeah. So
she wanted to hear that Hotline Bling.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Or as my new favorite Andy Menelakis music video, she likes to dick suck to Dre songs.
Levels.
Oh no!
That's all I'm gonna say is levels. And any DJ who's ever listening to this is gonna understand my pain when I say levels.
Yeah, or
no,
animals,
my
right?
favorite thing about levels is Deadmau5's troll at Ultra doing what's the name?
You know, my favorite thing about levels is
what?
The last 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yes, but no, levels. He did the old McDonald noises over levels. Just instead of levels, it was just old McDonald, and it was I loved it. And then he did...
is there a Levels Thomas the Tank Engine remix yet?
There's got to be. We can YouTube God. It.
I got to get Rod to make an air horn core.
He will do it. We can get him to play it tonight.
You know, tonight.
Oh, my God.
Remember
why?
He's got the kid, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
shout
he's not coming
Rob
out tonight.
Doing the daddy thing at home.
Shout out to Unabomber.
So he will not be on the show.
He will not be on the show tonight. I'm very sad because I would have loved to come out.
I thought you guys knew.
We didn't know.
We can get his hetero life man near back.
Too. Yeah, we'll get his hetero life man.
You know, real quick, though, if I could, while we're on this podcast, I want to ask Todd, what was your worst request?
My worst request?
Yeah. Oh, I'm curious.
All right, well, it was actually happening in Virginia.
Of course.
It wasn't my worst request because it was a bad request. It was my worst request because I got contradicting sides, parties asking me different things. Basically, what happened was I was doing a show to fill in for a DJ I will not name because he's a
good
friend
on you.
Of mine.
Good on you.
But I was filling in for him.
He ain't got enough crown to be petty yet.
Yeah, I ain't got enough crown on me yet. But what happened was the every good story starts out that way. I was brought in to play my type of music, you know, a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of like trap style, like housey type music,
yeah,
you know.
Your
and
jam.
I was trying to keep it an even mixture. When I was playing trap and hip hop, the club owners were like, "Hey, we need you to EDM it up a little bit more. I can't make this.
Wow.
That's how they said it. So they said, "Okay." I was like, "Okay, I can do that."
All Skrillex all night.
So I started playing like Calvin Harris, stuff like
that.
Yeah,
right, right.
Typical EDM stuff that people will recognize.
Yeah.
So I started playing that stuff, and then the customers were getting mad at me because I wasn't playing the other stuff. So I started playing that stuff, and then it kept going back and forth until finally I just walked out, and he got there. So that was my worst.
Yeah.
Frustration. It was terrible. It was like,
you ever get people that tell you mix it up a little bit? Like,
oh my
what
god!
Is that, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Mix it up means play what I want to hear.
Right. Yeah.
That's all mix it up means. Yeah. Mix it up with some, and then whatever falls mix it up is always stuff they want to hear.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, try well, would you bring different. In the highs, the mids, or the lows first?
The cha-cha slide. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, we got Fire Dash in here. My girl, my boo. But we're going to throw it to the song. Genki, what was that first vinyl you scratched on? Because I'll find that song. Can I find that song?
Wait, which one was it
again? The first vinyl that you grabbed, that you said you scratched on.
Give me a song. Goldie did an album called Timeless, and that's where that song came from. But, I mean, you know, you could just YouTube it and check out the song.
What I'm going to need to happen is I'm going to need somebody to Facebook message the name of it to somebody.
We'll write it down. We'll find it. But this song is chosen by Genki. Because as first-time guests, it's going to be the first song we throw to.
I appreciate
And
that.
We'll be back.
Come to me. In those open arms is where I want to be. Living free. I need to be
And we back.
We're here with my boy Kasashby, and welcome to the show, Mr. Radcon. Radcon, say what's up.
What up?
just to correct you a little bit, it's your girl, because you don't trans everything.
My girl, my boo, my bae.
Oh my God.
Main bitch.
My heart is all
my
a
main
flutter.
Bitch.
My heart is all a flutter.
But no, so we
emojis for days.
Emojis for fucking days. All the hearts, yes. All the kissy faces coming your way, baby.
All the okay fingers.
Yes. So, Mr. Radcon, we were talking about filming beforehand. You started talking about your background a little bit. But first and foremost, before I fuck this up, you are a DJ. Was this your first time DJing at 37 Zen?
Yeah.
How'd you enjoy it?
It was fun. Yeah,
you better
had a good
talk
time.
To that mic, not to the side of it. Put the mic in front of
you. I had a good time.
Just move it. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me, baby. Come on.
You can look him in the eyes. You can look him in the eyes.
Don't look away. Hey, don't look away.
He was actually booked at the first phone party, and he broke his foot.
Oh, he's DJ
yep.
Oakley.
Yeah, DJ Gimpy.
Gimpy. That's what they called me.
No, he's Radcon. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Exactly.
You are Radcon.
The progression. Radcon.
No. If Tonka can't shake his name. He DJ broke a leg.
Nah, fuck that. He is Radcon. I like the name better. But no, so first time DJing here. How long have you been DJing in this area?
A long time. See, I'm more of a...
We had Genki come on and say he DJed in this area for 20 years. So what is your...
Okay,
life?
All right.
For real.
All right, I'm a youngin, so sure? I am 20 years old.
Childless.
He came by the bottom.
Again, he was starting. He was just a glimmer in his daddy eye. All
right, so you've been DJing here for, I guess, about 2 years legally.
Okay. So I,
Since
2013, I started producing. See, like, just recently I've been actually, like, DJing and, like, playing shows a little bit.
Okay.
Most of the time I usually just sit at home by myself and just make music.
That's a good thing, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That is life, dog. That's
yeah.
Life.
We had
yep.
him on the last Unicast.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That was fun. Yeah.
And there's Spider-Man
of
a...
Yeah.
He better not fall back there. I'll be so mad. Like, he's our boss. He can't be going
back. Why don't we have him on here right now?
Because he just woke up.
He just woke up.
No sleeping giant. No Snorlax on the mic.
Dude, no. So, playing music, producing since 2013, mainly play to yourself. Like, just, you actually make music. You focus on music.
Yeah, I'm definitely a producer over DJ. Absolutely.
What
100%.
Kind of music you tend to...
I,
what is your musical vibe?
So, I literally listen to so much stuff. Like, I've been
not
playing...
Not listening, young man. We said, what do you make?
Okay, all right. So, I...
Oh, by
I,
the way, we are your seniors, 31 and 30, respectively. So,
and 30.
31,
man,
30 over here.
And 30 over there. When I say young man, it's a term of endearment. I don't mean it to put you down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
does.
No, yeah. Fuck it.
No, if you live in Ohio, it's a yin. Come on now, yin.
But anywho, you well, produce.
I know Ewens is y'all plus three.
No, Yins is youngins without all the vowels.
So, as you were saying, you produce mainly.
Yeah, nowadays, especially since my band moved to Richmond because they decided to go to VCU.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, now I'm definitely producer at the moment, yeah. But
wait, in that band, did you play instruments? I
play bass guitar. Yeah.
Oh shit! I might need you because he's been trying to get me to learn bass for like 3 years. And
oh really? I could. I could totally teach you.
Radcon, if you don't have a strenuous job or you're not a full time student, I am free Friday through Sunday after this week.
Or if you give Skype lessons,
you give Skype lessons. That'd be great.
Bro, his band was legit. Like we went to the concert.
Oh, I'm not knocking the band. If you play bass, like
they,
I need to learn
played,
bass.
They played a slow jazz cover of Hotline Bling, and it was just melodious.
I support it.
He fucks
yeah.
with it.
So besides playing in the band, you produce. Don't
yeah.
you cut him off. As you were saying.
So I mainly make dubstep. However, I'm starting a new alias finally.
Radcon.
Radcon.
So I started making dubstep for a while. And then now that I've gotten to know the synthesizers and stuff... And that I've like grown a little bit musically when it comes to producing. Now I'm starting a new alias, and I'm going to
Decon.
The project's called Elix, E-L-I-X, and so I'm I'm taking like chill vibe electronic music and fusing it with my bass guitar.
Ooh.
So I'm instead of
he could be the next Pink Floyd, y'all.
Yo, that's my dude. I need you to hang out with me.
I think we need to have another party at Rob's place.
True shit.
Yes, absolutely. True shit. Absolutely.
True shit is very well. Spoken. Shout out to Unabomber for not being here. We're going to keep shouting you out randomly.
Well, no, hey, he's got to adult. He's got to do the dad thing this weekend. That's why he can't be here. Yo, shout outs to Unabomber for being a responsible, loving adult. You the man, dog.
But as you were saying, we keep cutting you off. We're okay. Sorry.
It's all good. So instead of, you know, sub bass and stuff like that, I put just real bass guitar in there. And so I'm kind of trying to make, like, just, like, kind of trippy, like, chill vibe music with, like, hip-hop-oriented beats in the background. So I got a full EP done, and I'm probably going to collab.
For the musically uninclined, what is an EP? You don't say anything.
I can't remember the exact
All right, Wicked, chime in. What's
that
EP?
It stands for?
It's extended play. It's yeah, longer than a single, not as long as a long play or an LP. Typically about 6 to 11 songs.
There you go. So, there Wicked we go. Plays guitar and bass and has been doing so since 2004. And self-taught and is trying to get me to keep picking up the bass that he gave me. I got a new effects board, and I played more, honestly, in the past 2 weeks than I have in the past 3 fucking years. Because effects pedal boards are fucking awesome. Especially if they're guitar effects on a bass.
Absolutely.
So, he said Rob House. Be that as it may. I use Audition. If you can work Audition, or his mixer, or if you have your own mixer and your bass, you can session at my house. It's absolutely fine. If you're okay with that, because I need to learn bass.
I'll totally stop by one day.
That I'm trying to fucking get into.
Yeah.
Because, as Wicked, what did you say my steez of learning bass is? You like, which approach am I using? Because I like noise. I don't care about music so much.
Oh, the Tom Morello.
Yes, Tom Morello.
I like shiny things that blink.
That's me. That, like, I like, dude, lights, weird noises. That's my alley.
But no, like, for the kind of music you're trying to make, have you ever thought about getting, like, a MIDI pickup to put on the bass, so you're actually you're physically playing it, but you're controlling MIDI controllers.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't have one, unfortunately.
No, have you thought about going that route?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to use one. Absolutely.
At a man of 20 years of age, this Lord and Savior, you know, 2016. Pretty sure he don't have funds right now.
Yeah, but funds or not, if it's something you don't give a rat's ass about, you know. If that ain't the sound you're looking for.
Fair enough, Nick. Fair enough. But, yeah, like, I meant to fucking get you to bring your guitar because I knew there was a high likelihood of you crashing tonight. But I know that's a pain in the dick to bring in tow with you somewhat with the amp.
Well, see, I wouldn't have to have the amp because the thing we're recording on right now has a guitar emulator on it.
Oh, shit.
Remember like we did at the park that one time?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where I plugged this into your bass amplifier? Yeah.
Yes, I remember. I remember that was for back in the day, Alchemy in downtown Norfolk. We did the opening for Alchemy NFK back when they were still in Alchemy NFK. And my friend Andrew, he was head of XVD Longboards. It was his company. So we helped bring out the mini ramps.
And it's been long enough now we can talk about this. We had some special coffee with us.
We had very special coffee with us. It was rum?
Rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke.
Very high.
Not coffee at all. Nah. We were at the
same thing.
We're sitting there hanging out with the cops.
Yeah, hanging out with the cops with fucking... Was it a thermos or coffee cups?
It was
coffee cups. Just
full of
rum
and Coke.
Just chilling on the slab in downtown Norfolk.
Everything we were doing was illegal.
God, yes.
The skate shit was illegal.
We had rails, planners, and a mini ramp.
And a couch
that I was fucking launching 360s over because I rollblade. Like, I'm like, if I rollblade and I'm just at a random street spot, because I'm 30, since I was like 19, 20 years old, I'm like, what's the highest thing I can 360 over? So anything that's like this, like fucking rib high and higher, I'm like, I have to 360 over it. So the couch happened to be rib high with the skates on. So that's why I tried until I realized, holy shit, I lost the cuff bolt. So the cuff is like tilted and doing its own thing that it should not be doing. And I was still lofting 360s over this couch till I like landed wrong and tweaked my ankle. I was like, all right, now it's time to drink more coffee.
Real coffee.
Real coffee.
Real coffee. Yep, I tried getting into skateboarding, like, you know, doing tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
The first week that I started skateboarding, I decided to drop into a pipe.
You talking about a Trashmore half pipe?
No, nothing nothing that big. I'm talking like, you know,
just mini,
backyard,
just mini. Yeah,
like
backyard
homemade
mini.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I dropped in and broke my wrist.
See, listen.
So what you're saying is you didn't want it.
Right there.
You didn't want it bad enough, man. All right. I've been rollerblading since I was about 11, street skating, like aggressive rollerblading since I was like 13. I've been featured in a fucking video. I have edits on YouTube and shit. I do my own rollerblading podcast, Blading at Home. But I guess it's a podcast or is it a vlog? Vlog or podcast? What would you call
vlog,
it?
Vlog, I think it is.
Yeah, it'd be a vlog on YouTube. And yeah, like I haven't, knock on fucking wood, broken a bone from fucking rollerblading.
I feel like we should just bring videos of Ryan Timms with us, though.
Bruh.
That's a man that wants it.
That's a man that wants it. He's been sponsored. He's from Virginia Beach. He lives in Raleigh for the past 4 or 6 years.
I used to live in Durham when I went to film school briefly. But the school sucked, so I left. So I left. It was a horrible, horrible.
Like, Ryan Timms, he's a graduate with, I forgot what his fucking degree, his degree is in, he's going to kill me when he listens to this show. Media? No, journalism. He has his bachelor's in journalism, but he's been doing freelance videography since he was like 15 years old.
Yeah.
And from freelancing, did it professionally at a commercial company, and then carried it on to fucking a big freelance company. Like, the motherfucker just bought a house from quote-unquote freelancing. And he my boy. He been doing it forever. And I'll be skating with him in the next few weeks. But he does videography down in Raleigh. Like, he's... I love that boy to death, like, because he's 24, he'll be 25 next year, I believe, and everything he did started from just, I want to film my friends rollerblading, and carried it on from there. Like, he's still a better skater, he's been sponsored from Razor Skate Coast, fucking Roller Warehouse, Skate Shop in Cali, and think of the Will Company, can't think of the Will Company that he was on, Circolo out of Northern California. And he flew out there to San Diego for a section. Like, he's done 2 full videos by himself, like, film edited, including parts of himself. He's a goddamn man. And I don't even know what I was getting to at that point. But
all I was talking about is the man broke some shit.
He has broken his arm, his wrist, both wrists, like, at least 3-4 times apiece.
Oh, my God.
Because he's committed to the craft.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My favorite is the one where his arm kind of went sideways.
Oh, dude, no. The infamous Z break, as I call it. We drove from here to fucking.
You have a Raleigh. Term for a specific type of.
Break. Yeah, because if I show you the clip during the break, because we need to go to a break soon, we're almost at an hour show.
Yeah.
The Z break is because we drove 3 hours to Raleigh to just skate Raleigh. We did indoor skate park and. Like for a trip for his video Life Around the Sky, and then we fucking went as a solo trip, me, him, and Michael Briggs, another rollerblader from Richmond, and within not even 20 minutes of getting out of the car, he Z-broke his fucking wrist. And by Z-break, I mean he fractured this part and then the middle of the forearm in weird Z fucking break. And
gotcha.
I hear yelling because I'm skating around and I suck at park and I still suck at park. And I fucking, all I hear is, "Woo, get the camera." And I'm like, oh, okay. So he laid some fire down, like Briggs had to get the camera because I don't fucking film worth shit. And I look up and I roll up and I just, and in the clip, you can see me roll up in my red shirt and white skates like, oh my fucking God. And I start taking off my skates and we start asking about a fucking ambulance. And he just starts yelling, "I need an amber lamps." Fucking over and over again. Yes, Ryan Timms is a classy motherfucker, and I'll forever support him, my dude. And we get money all day, every day. But yeah, like from that break, like he's broken the other wrist, I think twice. So when he skates, and I give him shit. If you listen to this show, I would remind him, fucking he ain't shit because he wears flesh colored wrist braces. and he wears them because he's like, oh, they don't stand out. I'm like, motherfucker, they're wrist braces. They're going to stand out. I was like, just get black durable ones for skating. And he's like,
yeah.
No, it doesn't have the splints and whatever. I'm like.
So he has like skin colored ones?
Yeah.
To try and like, make.
He, dude,
but he's earned them.
He has fucking earned them.
Hey, I mean.
The man want to wear a full bodysuit. He has earned it.
Yeah, he has earned it. He's my boy. He's a great street skater, great fucking park skater. He is amazing. He grew up skating Trashmore forever and a day. Like, if you ever. Excuse me, skated Mount Trashmore, no Mount Trashmore. He was the one rollerblader there, like, almost every fucking day. Like,
yeah.
With his long, frizzy, blonde hair. Now it's short and buzzed, and I think he balding.
Because he groaning.
Yeah.
He grown.
He a grown man now, so he keeps the buzz, professional look.
The respectable look.
The respectable look. Unlike me, with my red and fucking silver hair.
Oh, shit.
You know.
Man, so, that ain't coming. Been silver since you was knee-high to a grasshopper balls, man.
Dude, no. Toner, man. Toner. And oh, wait, before we go to break, we got my boy on, Mr. Bullet Bill. Haven't said what's up to him in a while. Say what's up, Bullet Bill.
What's up, dude?
Bullet Bill is our number one anime correspondent via Tumblr.
Finest trash memer on Tumblr. How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, so we'll bring him on after the break because we're almost an hour. We need to get a break in. Bullet Bill, we will be back with you. But we're going to thank Mr. Conrad for being on and your homie knocked out in the cut. Is that your homie with the flannel on?
I'm sorry?
Is that your homie with the flannel on over there?
Nope.
All right.
Never met him in my life.
All right, cool. Nope. Good shit. So we're going to thank Mr. Radcon. That's who you are on the show. When we share, we're going to say guest, blah, 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 Radcon.
All right.
That's you.
All right, that's me.
Thanks for being on. And throw it to the song. Wait, Radcon, you got a song? Do you have a song you want to throw to? Favorite song right now.
My favorite song?
Your favorite song, yes.
I don't have a favorite song.
Motherfucker.
Name a goddamn song.
There's too many.
No.
Like,
all right, we're going to play this. My favorite game. What song did you hear that made you say, huh, I want to play music?
Oh.
Yeah, see, there we go. That's the easy one. The heart hitter.
Can I say an album?
You gotta pick a song from that album.
Alright,
just one.
Rush, Temples of Xerinx off of 2112.
Alright, that's who that throws you. Back, fam, and we're here to talk motherfucking Animu because good old Bullet Bill has been on the show in a hot minute.
How y'all doing, y'all?
Doing all right. How you doing, fam?
I'm doing okay.
Are you lit AF, as the kids say? As you say?
Fuck, fam.
But no.
Hey,
so,
hey,
Let's talk anime, shall we?
We'll talk anime right now.
Because the summer season's up, and I don't know if y'all been watching anything.
No.
Yas, have you? Be
no,
honest.
No. I've only seen snapshots of summer anime from your Tumblr. So you will chime me in right now, because you're going to explain to me. It's joke. Because I saw that for like a week fucking straight. What is its joke? For
okay.
What anime, and what is the fucking premise?
Okay, so I'll give you the rundown since you're the uninitiated. Its joke was originated as an English. English is essentially a Japanese first speaking English. I already know this.
Yeah.
There's a character
Don't
named Mark.
Don't forget your backpack.
We will hit you with sad Hoshi fans.
You go to third grade.
It's okay. No one's going to have wrong division the first time.
When
it's
they
so
start,
oh my. Her dad just bought her a skip it. The best part
is
there's nothing to bounce.
Game Grump shit. Welcome to fucking EC3. So as you were saying,
poor Sanoshi came in. No, I love it. I love it. Mario Hara is essentially a. She speaks English, but she's technically Japanese.
Okay.
And. She's a character on Love Live Sunshine, which is the sequel to the original Love Live, which is absolute idol shit.
Oh!
I know Love Live thanks to good old Tori Blanchard. Sing
Bingo.
That shit.
See, there you go.
I know Love Live.
She's mastered it.
All the Daisukis.
All the Daisukis.
Oh
all the Snow Halations, everything else in between.
That's hilarious because I was
Radcon
playing Love Live
like,
at,
I don't know
at
Love
a point
Live right now.
5 a.m.
See,
in the
like,
morning and he got pissed off.
Oh no! The
and
only reason
like,
I know Love Live is because
off.
One of my cosplay friends, one of my cosplay homies,
Tori
Blanchard. She does Para Para, the like actual dancing from the series from idol fucking animes, and she memorizes all the dance steps and performs them.
She's a legitimate scooter idol. She's a legitimate scooter idol.
Like awesome. She's a legitimate idol. Like she cosplays as an idol and does work. Like we're not talking like oh I'm gonna pretend to do the movies. Like no, like she's like and. 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and boom it goes into that shit and she knows all
got
the
it.
Songs in Japanese
so you think you can idol
yeah exactly she's
so,
fucking
so you think you can idol exactly she's
but,
got it
so okay English girl you forgot where you were you're welcome
shut your hole
but,
which one
I had surgery to fix one what up I'm Ooh, old
you,
shut up
for real how many orifices does Zoss have Go ahead, guess.
I could have
let me
two.
Count the waves.
Anyway.
Essentially, like, she just kind of, like, pops into the series. Because she was actually, like, an older character because she used to be in an idol group.
Got it.
Because so
idols age out, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Like, even in Japan, real Japanese culture, for bands and shit, for live action, real life Japan... An idol can only be like a certain age. Once you're
a damn 24-year-old hag.
Like what is the age of ages out normally for idol groups? For young idols. It's
for
like,
younger idols?
Yeah. It's
I wanna
like,
say like 18 or 19.
Yeah, 18. As soon as they hit 18, they're out in the group.
I couldn't.
Like
be wrong.
They gotta bring in another fucking sub 18-year-old. And it's the craziest shit, best marketing ever. Cause you know when your fucking expiration date is, so you know to fucking hit it hard. Like imagine as a DJ or a musician, they say, alright. You got until you're 21, then you're done. Then you're over the hill. Imagine that shit. That's Japan. Like, it's fucking crazy, but it's great marketing.
But that's how, like, AKB48, like, absolutely kills it because they have a legion. And
I mean,
that legion is in sections.
If you've ever heard of Morning Susume, they have been aged out
Man,
and
Wicked,
phased
me,
out.
Me, Wicked, and Radcon.
And they go
like...
to different other groups.
Separate.
Shout out to Kate and Ezra for finally coming through on the show
it's
with some knowledge.
It's almost like the Korean
shout,
pop
can't hear me right
groups
now.
As well because
she
they
is absorbed.
Age out as well.
Bingo. So guys, how about them skins? You know, Redskins. Go Redskins.
Go Piggers.
Go Piggers.
Piggers going to go all the way.
All the way this year.
My family likes the Redskins.
Oh, your family? You too good for the Redskins, boy?
I don't watch football, so I have
no
opinion.
Wait, football? I don't watch it, but I'm a Redskin fan because family.
But people at my job are just like, initiate small talk with your guests. And it's like, well, I don't watch sports, so.
Like, man, that Donald Trump.
I don't watch sports.
You know where I had a good
anime.
Smoked sausage recently?
Have you watched Haikyuu? And they're just like. Okay, I'm
Prince
gonna go over here
tennis.
Now. Huh?
There you go.
Genki is playing the hits right now. I'm in love.
Oh
right
yeah,
now.
I love this song.
But yeah, essentially, like she just like shows back up, and like she'll sometimes say like jokes and stuff like that. But at the end of it, she'll just be like, "It's joke," and it's just like that. That even from like I believe it was episode 3.
Yeah,
that
like,
she showed.
You started like, all right, I looked it up, I fucking Googled that shit, and I was just like, dude, the fuck is this? And it was like from episode blah blah on, it's joke has become a recurrent joke. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna need to talk to Bullet Bill about this because he is fucking.
I'm just hearing it. I'm just hearing it in sad Hoshi voice. It's a joke.
No, it's a joke.
But
no, it's not ironic talking about anime and freaking anime music playing.
Yes, this is perfect. It's perfect.
There you go.
But no,
it's called fate.
It's like Genki knew.
Well, Ghost in the Shell either way. Freaking 5 new trailers released this week. So.
Dude, and they're all short, but like I love Philip DeFranco on YouTube who commented and said like, oh yeah, like I know the movie has woman, old man, and gun. That's it. That's all it's released for this movie.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's got white people in it.
This is one of my fucking favorite anime openings of all time.
Ghost in the Shell
I'm
is
sorry.
Awesome, yeah.
This was shit I grew up with.
Watching some Ghost in the Shell?
Dude, I didn't even know.
I don't blame, like, that was also another golden age of anime when it was on Toonami late night, like Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, this is No, this is when the shit came on, like, at midnight on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yes.
Like, Anime Monday?
We didn't call that shit fucking anime. It was Japanimation.
Yes. Like, we grew up with fucking Ghost in the Shell, Akira, Armitage.
Monster.
Fucking Vampire Hunter D.
Vampire Hunter D.
Fist of the North Star.
Oh my god!
If you woke up early enough, Monday through Friday. No, that's after our time travel.
Fist of the North Star was.
Fist of the North Star was bomb.
I hated that thing.
But
so
no, you shut your mouth.
No,
like it's funny to watch like a show like
forever.
JoJo. And
yeah,
then just
it's
be like,
pretty much the same vein of
yeah,
Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, and then you go back and watch like Fist of the North Star.
And Berserk,
like,
it's the same style. It's the same steez.
Yeah.
Like and then my favorite one, Akira. Everybody's like, oh, well, you ain't seen Akira, you're not a true anime fan. I'm like,
if you don't have your platinum DVD copy of Akira,
yeah.
Or I'm sorry, your platinum VHS cassette tape, what up?
But no, like, my thing with Akira, Vampire Hunter D, and all that stuff, it was cinema, it was a movie. Like, so when, like, early in the morning, Monday through Friday, when I was in fucking elementary school, I watched Dragon Ball and Sailor Moon. At like fucking 5 to 6 a.m.
Fighting Evil by Moonlight.
Definitely.
Dude.
Win in Love by Daylight.
Don't forget about Ruby Spears Mega Man.
Yo, what up? Fucking, I love the Mega Man anime.
Because
fucking Mega Man X, when I saw that episode, when Mega Man X was on fucking Mega Man anime, I was just like, this is real shit. Like, this is really happening right now.
That's the time that, like, ABC was still playing, like, they were playing Mega Man, they were playing the Donkey Kong Country, animated series.
Fucking Jumanji.
No. DOS, we can't escape it. That funny monkey was on TV at a time.
Yes.
We can't
DK
escape
rap
it.
Was the shit. But no, like, we could always segue to shit into Saturday morning cartoons. Because, RatCon, Saturday morning cartoons for you were what?
Did I watch Saturday morning cartoons?
Like, what Saturday morning cartoons when you were a kid, what was it?
I remember there were Saturday morning cartoons, but I don't think I remember watching any of them.
He was too busy working and learning the Wheels of Steel. Thank you, RatCon.
Here's the thing, though. I barely watch Saturday morning cartoons.
Bruh, I was religious about that shit.
Honestly,
I didn't wake up till 11 o'clock. By then, it was playing the educational cartoons.
Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, when I was a kid,
6 to like 8-ish, and then like education cartoons.
But honestly, when I was a kid, Godzilla was my shit.
Oh god!
Like the original,
yes.
Like all the original Japanese Godzilla movies.
You watched the movies? Oh no!
I thought you were about the cartoon.
Oh no! Like I mean, real Godzilla. Like
You know.
Like I've pretty much seen like every single Japanese Godzilla movie except for I think two of them that weren't released on DVD in the U.S. at the time, so I didn't get to watch them. So
talk about Godzilla, my boy.
We need to talk kaiju with toads.
Dude, kaiju, yes.
Like we're gonna bring him on. I'm gonna fucking send this link to him and be like, go to this timestamp, and I'm not gonna remember the timestamp.
Nope.
Fucking listen in to what you're getting into. And Toads is also a fucking hardcore. He's in hardcore bands.
Kaiju.
He's a drummer and has a huge kaiju collection. Like, he the man.
Does he love that Matthew Broderick Godzilla?
No, he does not.
Oh, my fucking God. Don't even bring that up right
Third
now.
Third song, Puff Daddy, come with me.
Come with me. That's actually, you know, we're going to throw it to the next song, which is going to be fucking Come With Me by Puff Daddy.
No, it ain't quite time for another.
Ah, fuck, boy. That's going to be the song.
I ain't disagreeing with that.
No, I got one.
Honestly, though, the new American Godzilla was the awesome. Shit. It was the fucking cool. Oh, my God. It was fucking amazing.
And I got mad at people that are like, oh, they're doing too much human element. They're fucking not showing the kaiju enough. I was like, no, it's make you want it. So when you get it at the end, it's fucking.
You mean like that? Wait. You mean like that brilliant piece of cinema? What was it, Cloverfield Lane?
Listen, all right. Cloverfield Lane was too human centric. Cloverfield was a fucking good monster movie. Fuck what you heard, like a dick in your ear. That shit was good.
Honestly, I didn't like Cloverfield, but I liked Cloverfield Lane.
You did?
I actually did like Cloverfield Lane.
I'm curious how that one came out, though.
What?
It was like, I understand why people didn't like it.
Cloverfield Lane.
Huh? See, you liked it? Yeah. Whoa,
three out of five. We win.
There we go.
That's why I like Cloverfield, because it barely made sense.
Because it wasn't filmed directly shaky on a camera. Cam. Yeah, shaky camera.
What turned me off from Cloverfield, the original, is because I felt like it was an unfinished movie, and like, I know that's what it was meant to be. Yeah. It was meant to be found footage. There was meant to be no ending. It was meant to be like, there's no conclusion of the movie. But like, as a viewer, I'm sitting there watch, and then all of a sudden there's this monster, and then shaky camera for the rest of the movie, and then there's no like conclusion or like anything that happens. It's like build up. And then all of a sudden, it cuts off. Yeah, that's what threw me off. No.
That's kind of like the couple movies I was talking about. Unsatisfying ending.
Like my sex life. Not really. I'm just fucking playing, nigga. I get it in to win it.
No, it's satisfying for you.
Huh?
I said it's satisfying.
Exactly. I will always reach that finish line, baby. Understand.
Woo! No, did you see about Shin Godzilla?
Yes, I can't wait.
That's coming over here to the States. Yes. That's directed by Hideaki Anno.
You need to watch that. Shin Godzilla. It's the Godzilla, Japanese one brought to the States.
Wait, what's it called?
Yes, the new Japanese Godzilla one. Movie. The new Japanese one, Radcon, is coming to the States.
Wait, hold up. I can't.
Yeah, so close the door. I'm mad. I'm being angry petty officer Avant right now.
It's directed by Hideki Anno, who worked on the original Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Shin Godzilla is the Japanese Godzilla.
I want to watch that Hideo Kojima directed Godzilla. Dog.
Oh my God, it would take Kojima forever directed. And never finish.
It would be a weird military drama, and then like the last 15 minutes, Godzilla shows up. Like, oh, hey,
Godzilla has a fucking sniper scope.
They make him into a Metal Gear. Metal Gear Zilla. There you go.
What? Oh, God, stop. We're going to leave that alone.
99 Godzilla?
We're going to leave Godzilla 2000 alone, because I loved it just because I like a fucking Godzilla. I grew up with Godzilla because of my father. And so when I saw that in theaters, I went with my brothers. Well, my dad took me and my two brothers, and my uncle was going too. So I was this is awesome. Right? Like, I leave, and I'm like all juiced on the shit. And fucking my uncle and dad are just like, I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
I don't even think he mind. I mean,
I ain't talking about age. Bitch, you older than me and fucking wicked.
About 3 years.
He's older. I mean, and look, we got good old Bullet Bill and Rad kind of like, y'all some old motherfuckers. Why am I up here? Yeah, you did. Just like the way you did. Radcon, same way you did.
Yeah, exactly. Mecha Godzilla was my favorite. The original
Mecha Godzilla.
No, but like,
y'all lucky because y'all grew up. I had to find out about Godzilla. Because my dad loved Thundercats. I was ever. I had to like
Thundercats. That means he's a good, upstanding man.
Exactly. Yeah. No, Thundercats. Because Thundercats are on the move, and fucking Thundercats are goddamn loose. All right.
That was the after school delight.
Thundercats was a kid. Fucking Thor armor. So
What?
Oh yeah, Storm and Black Panther.
Thank you, Mr. Q Sub, for coming through the show. But no.
How much has Barney been drinking?
Don't call him Barney. Listen, he's in a Barney Power Ranger shirt.
Yo, yeah, that shirt pretty dope though. No lie.
I know about it. Purple Ranger for the win. But no, fucking Thundercats was my dad introduced me to fucking Tokusatsu through Voltron and Thundercats, and I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. It's like Power Rangers. He's like, what's Power Rangers? This is me as a kid,
no.
And I showed him. He was just like, what the hell is this? Yeah, no, he showed me that beforehand. Like, I grew up on old anime, old kaiju, and fucking Thundercats and Voltron and Star Trek. My dad was a goddamn nerd. Uh-oh, you being paged, Mr. Sweat.
That's why I tell people, like, when they say, like, they grew up on it, it's just like, yo, look, y'all had it great.
Yeah, no. We didn't have it great. We worked with what we had. We worked with what we had. Like, fucking, for me, for Power Rangers shit, and this is my favorite fucking tirade to get into, Wicked, I'm sorry. Super goddamn motherfucking Sentai. That's my jam.
Masked Rider!
You mean a Kamen Rider?
I love how people... Fuck no, because, like... Because they tried, like, Kids WB tried to bring Kamen Rider. Dragon
yeah, because
Knight
it was under
here.
Saban. It was under Saban, yeah. So it was going to be dumbed down for American audiences, which I.
I thought it was on Fox.
No, it was on fucking UPN.
Yeah, it was on UPN. They tried with.
Beetleborgs was on. And Mask Rider was Fox.
Yep.
Beetleborgs was UPN.
Yeah.
They tried bringing Kamen Rider over here. They tried bringing VR Troopers over and here. And
which
like,
VR Troopers in Beetleborgs is Metal Warriors or some shit.
No, the problem with VR Troopers.
VR.
No, what fucked me up with that show was when the chick on that show went to fucking soap operas. I'm like,
oh my god, I got very confused.
Like, as a child. Wait. Why is she here?
Like, she's the VR Trooper girl person. Like, she's doing soaps.
Yeah,
this happened in our childhood, so
yeah,
you can imagine.
No, but I watched like the bastardized version of all that shit. Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Y'all niggas don't know. That is fucking. Repurposed Ultraman footage.
It is fantastic.
It really is just repurposed Ultraman footage.
It is great. Like, if you've never seen it.
But Tim Curry, dog.
With Tim Curry as the villain. What? Yes. I will show it to you one day. I'm going to fucking post it.
And fucking on Matthew
Tumblr
Lawrence.
And fuck you up. And you're going to be like, what was the 90s? I'm like, this was the 90s. We took everything from Japan and tried to make it American terribly.
Yes.
Yep.
Tried.
But
like,
no, like
it was a noble effort. But.
Yeah, my favorite thing from fucking Power Rangers and shit was the Super Sentai thing because you know, good old Jerome, guest of the show, someday we'll be on.
We'll get Jerome on it, don't worry.
We'll get Jerome one day.
We'll get Jerome one day.
But so
Hog Time.
Jerome was my cosplay bud, like he did fucking Gokiger, which was the Power Rangers of Japan. And he was like, you've never seen Super Sentai. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is Super Sentai? And he was like, it's where Power Rangers came from. It's like all the stock footage. And I'm like, that's stock footage? What do you mean that's stock footage?
Yeah, we never knew that as a kid.
I never knew that. I didn't pay that shit any mind. And he was like, no. He was like, watch Super Sentai. And the first thing that like caught my eye, because this is what he told me. He was like, look, you're going to watch Zyu Ranger, which is Z-Y-U-R-N-G-E-R. R-N-G-E-R. It's Zyu Ranger. And Japanese shit. And he was like, somebody dies. I'm like, nobody dies in Power Rangers. What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, it's a kid's show.
Like, it's a fucking kid's show. And so I watched the episode where, like, they introduced the few episodes when they introduced the Green Ranger and shit in Japan. I'm like, oh, it's the Red Ranger's brother. This is weird. And then the candle goes out and shit, and the brother fucking dies. And I'm like, and Dragonzord cries. I'm like, nigga. If I was a kid, I would have to go to my parents and be like, what the fuck is this?
Explain
to me the concept of death. Like that was like the straight up, like I realized was the disconnect between American and Japanese audiences. And the funny shit was my boy, Bob, who got me into fucking mountain racing and Initial D, loved that anime. That's why I always reblog the fucking multi-track drifting from you because I loved Initial D.
Loves Initial D?
But
I don't blame you.
He explained to me, like I told him, I was like, yeah, man, I'm a cosplayer. I watch Super Sentai and Tokusatsu, which is basically Masked Hero, whatever, what fucking kaiju monsters and shit, whatever. And he's in Japan. He's stationed in fucking Japan. His girlfriend is Japanese.
Weeb dream.
He told his girlfriend, he was like, hey, my girlfriend said, are you a fucking shut-in? I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, she's asking, like, do you have any human contact or have a girlfriend? Are you an adult? I'm like, because that's how that shit's viewed in Japan, fam. And I was just like, no, it's like, I beats up pussy just on my own time. I like watching the animus,
you know,
and dressing up as a Green Power Ranger.
Sometimes you run out of Dexter and Breaking Bad episodes.
Right?
Yep.
Well, you gotta watch something.
And then you're just browsing Netflix, and you're like, what's anime?
Hey, have you ever seen, like, the pilot for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Yes, I have. Jesus Christ.
I have, too, yeah.
It is terrible.
With the fucking Latina Yellow Ranger?
Yes. If they would have kept Latina Ranger, Yellow Ranger, she would still be alive today. Rest in peace, Da Train. Rest in peace.
No, because that's like the same thing in Japan, that it's like Dragon Ball Z is just a kid's show. Like over here in America, we make it like a big, like mid-age kind of thing, because it's like Resurrection F, they rolled out the red carpet for, and like everything else in between. But in Japan, when it came out, they were like having fucking Burger King like promotion.
Yeah, it's just, like my thing.
Kid show.
That would have been a horrible toy in the 80s. Dude,
what?
Do you not remember 80s Burger King toys?
Oh, shit.
Yo, suction cups for days.
Everywhere.
Everything
parents
was
hated that shit. But no,
blood arts are fun. Yeah, but, until you inhale it.
But no, like, I love the shit I grew up with. I love learning about fucking where it came from and shit. And like, when people are like, oh, you like anime as a fucking adult, you like cartoons and shit, I'm like,
some of them are mature as hell,
like,
actually.
Fucking watch them. And they're like,
yeah, they're really good.
Like, my favorite one, Dark City. That's one of my favorite ones. People are like, why is it so good? I'm like, you don't understand.
That's where I live now.
Like, exactly. in Newport News, what up?
Dark City.
But, like, with Dark City, people, like, see a little bits and pieces of it, and they're like, oh, shit. Like, what the fuck? This is a cartoon. I'm like, no. Because Western audiences, we always viewed, and this is what you learn when you get older, and people are like, oh, you need to just grow the fuck up. But you learn that Western audiences, we dumb that shit the fuck down because it's a cartoon, you know, it's for the kids. Eastern audiences is like, no, this is a form of entertainment and goddamn media. Like,
absolutely.
That's exactly.
The fucking full disconnect. And like, whoa, there's blood in this cartoon? It's not a cartoon? I'm like, yeah, it is. That's animated fucking blood that someone took time to storyboard and render.
Hey, at least we're not fucking 90s England.
Oh, God.
Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, dog.
No ninjas.
No ninjas.
Michelangelo could never have his nunchucks out. I was seen as bad back then. Which I don't know about them Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
I watched the late 90s Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Bro, you weren't ready.
I had those on VHS, and I remember watching those, but I never heard about the freaking Hero Turtles.
Yeah, dude, that was from the 80s, early 90s series.
It is a treat.
It could be worse. He could have watched Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, The Next Mutation.
Oh, God.
As a kid, I knew that was shit.
Yeah. By like mid-2000s, I can already tell, like, after they did the reboot of the Ninja Turtles animation, it was like,
not even an animation.
It was Back to the Future.
Which pushed me over the edge for Ninja Turtles. They did it on Fox Kids.
Yeah.
And it was live action. I was like, yeah, fucking Ninja Turtles in the suits. This is shit I grew up with. This is awesome. And then they brought a girl turtle.
Then they brought Venus out.
They brought Venus out. I was just like, bruh. But, you know, I had to watch the crossover episode from Power Rangers in Space, because that's my jam.
Yes.
I always love crossover episodes. But
I kind of quit caring about Power Rangers once Turbo came out.
They should never did Turbo, because Turbo, sidebar, Turbo is based on Car Ranger. Super Sentai always does, like, a goofy, jokey fucking series. Mm-hmm. Car Ranger was all about fucking, like, traffic safety and fucking pedestrian safety. It was the joke Sentai. And they use that as like, oh, look at the turbo cars and shit. I'm like, you don't have a lot of footage because it's all goofy and hokey because that's the way
it's
meant to be.
Like I said,
because
it was Mighty Morphin then Zeo, right?
Yes. Yep. It was Mighty Morphin, Zeo, fucking, and then Turbo.
Yeah.
It was Turbo after Zeo.
But all the Tommy shows, you know. But yeah, we're going to throw it to
He's the White Ranger, now he's the Blue Ranger, and now he's the Red Ranger.
Blue, white, black. He was secret.
Chartreuse. Yeah.
Chartreuse.
He's a fucking Tiger Ranger
he was a fucking zebra.
And
he
shout out to Power
secret
Rangers,
turquoise Ranger.
Rocking my
Don't
Green Ranger
one.
Fucking tattoo always. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah. All black. When I say all black, I mean black team.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Which one?
The green.
Of course. What up, fam? I'm right here in Norfolk,
hey,
BA.
Hey, yo, hey. I do it.
I can't say shit because green used to be my favorite color as a kid, so I failed.
I probably would. You're missing the Green Ranger. Green and Jetty.
I'm here. I cosplay every fucking con that I go to as Green and Jetty. What up, fam? So, yeah, we're going to throw that to the break with good old P. Diddy.
No,
we're doing P. Diddy. Come with me.
Come with me.
That's what it is. We'll get your song next. No.
town hall. See my loss, no I'm lacking. Not tracking where I'm at you. Pistol packing, itchy finger, trigger happy. Try to trap me, fan rap. Why you tap me, backstab me. Break the faith, fall from grace. Tell me lies, time to laugh. Close your eyes, come with me. Come with me, come with me. Come with me, come with me. Come with me, come with me. Can't stand nobody like you. You can't run, you can't hide. No surprise, close your eyes. Come with me. I'ma take you with me. I'm here to stay forever. And never in a day that's never. Come with me.
That was a show.
That was a fucking show.
Yes. A fucking show.
A fucking show.
I didn't think it was that kind of show, dog.
I think it always is. So I want to thank all of our guests. Fucking Catastrophe. Fucking Tonka. Good old Genki. Thank you, Genki, for finally coming through on the show. We also had my boy Bullet Bill, Mr. Radcon. First time on the show. Won't be his last.
Add me on Tumblr.
The Young Squad is coming out to represent on EC3. As always, you can find us on Stitcher and iTunes. Search at EC3 or EC3Cast. You can find us on The Book Face, Facebook.com/EC3Cast. You can find us on Twitter at EC3Cast. If we post something on Instagram, rarely, it'll be at EC3Cast. You can find me and Wicked Child, respectively, at Wicked Child and at Dosh Troopin. Everywhere on the interwebs.
Yes.
You can call us. You can fucking call us and text us. Please do.
At 757-745-9323.
That is our number. Leave us a sultry voicemail. Text us to tell us how much we fucking up. And also, you can
tell us why Power Ranger Turbo was the best Power Ranger.
Tell us. Bring it, bitch. You won't. And you can email us, ec3cast@gmail.com. Spin us a yawn if you understand that, Daddy. Fucking let us know. What is the illest fucking anime you've ever fucking seen? And I'm going to share that shit on Tumblr. I'm going to have fucking Bullet Bill reblog it because I want to know. I want to know what your illest anime of all time is.
He's not lying. I will.
Like, it's not about fucking genre. It's not about fucking...
How many titties genre. You've seen.
It's not about how many titties. Because I will do fucking Sekire if I have to.
Oh, my God,
I don't give
no.
a shit. I no. will. Or High School of the Dead. I don't give a shit. I'll fucking do it.
What about that Bono no Pico de Gallo, dog?
No. Oh, no.
He says High School of the Dead, but no Boku no Pico.
No Boku no Pico.
Oh, God,
but,
no.
No. So, for myself, for Wicked Child, for Bullet Bill, for Mr. Radcon, still on the mic right now. It's Dosh Trooper saying, love life.
Love yourself.
Love Jell-O.
We out.
Skirt!